The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Where have you been listening? Mission Mind. Keep in mind your mission, your mind. We do another show that's more specific to the heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. Michael Coleman is the CEO of that wonderful organization. How many meals did you do last year?
About 25 million.
25 million. 25 million yeah. meals. I've got an idea that I want to throw out at you. That is going to make us healthier. It is going to get more people off SNAP. And it's going to save us money. And we're going to have more food we know to do with. You ready?
I'm ready.
So just go with me here. Because when I brought this up, I went to my doctor this morning, right? And I have gained 26 pounds over the holidays. I don't know what the hell I did. I was eating ice cream. I was not obedient at all. I'm sorry, Lord. I was not. I just, you know, you think to yourself, well, I'll skip dinner so I can have a bowl of ice cream. Well, I was doing that four nights in a row. you know, and I just was not obedient. And people are like, well, you're not fat. Well, you didn't see me naked. I'm just telling you, I got down to like 203, 204, which is where I'm supposed to be. I'm 6'4". Yeah. And right now I'm at 230 something or other. And it's like carrying around two extra bowling balls, and I feel it in my back and everything else. And it goes straight.
I know exactly what that feels like. Yeah.
So I want to get on one of these GLP one deals, one of these weight loss things. And I have been on it in the past. I got on one a couple of years ago. They're amazing. You will end up losing a pound a day. You're never hungry. You don't feel like you're going to puke. Some people have had some difficulties with this. The side effects are bad for some people, and roughly half the people have issues. Thank goodness I didn't. And I kept thinking, okay, so when I get off of this, is my weight going to balloon back up again, like a Weight Watchers? And it will. The good thing is, as far as we know, you can stay on the drug for as long as you want. And bring your dosage down so you're not taking the high dosage and just take your shot or your pill, and now it's in pill form once a week. So you brought up a really interesting stat a couple of weeks ago about how people who are on SNAP weigh an average of 45 to 50 pounds more than people who aren't on SNAP.
Yeah.
And you and I had a brief discussion about that's really interesting if you go – in socially economic challenged areas of our country, how many people are overweight?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because of their nutritional value. I don't know if it's because they can't, because, you know, organic food's more expensive. I don't know if it's because they're not eating the right food. I don't know if it's because they're immobile, but they don't move as much. I don't know what that answer is. You probably do.
Combination of all the above.
It probably is. So, by the end of the year, we're going to have generic GLP-1s. It costs roughly for four shots. Now, I had this discussion with my doctor this morning. He's brilliant, Dr. Greg Sullivan. By the end of the year, it's going to cost Lilly or whoever else, these other Aztec, whatever these pharmaceutical companies, to get four shots, which is a good, you take a shot a week or a pill a week. And usually a month is enough. I mean, because it's just amazing. I mean, I miss eating. I mean, there were some times where I was like, I missed eating ribs. Like, I wanted to eat, but I wasn't hungry. I just did not eat. My kids are like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, what if we could, it's going to cost roughly $3 or $4 for an entire month. That's what it would cost the drug companies. Now, they're selling it for thousands of dollars because they can.
Oh, sure.
And they're bringing the price down. What would be the wrong with introducing GLP-1s to some of our more socially, economically challenged individuals who are on SNAP programs, help them lose weight. They're not eating as much. They're getting healthier. Do you see where I'm going here?
100% see where you're going. I will tell you, I have actually heard rumblings, not exactly focused on SNAP, recipients. But when you think about, and I don't even know how you, I'm sure the statistics are out there, but the greatest things that affect our population, especially our poverty population, and for a whole host of factors, doesn't matter how they got there. The bottom line is they suffer from obesity. They suffer from heart-related illnesses, hypertension, those kind of things.
And many of those are because of obesity.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was, if you could get somebody out of that situation, but think about the challenges, because lots of times, let's say a woman who is, they said the average weight was about 212 on women. So let's just take.
Go through that stat again real quick for people that didn't hear that, because it's amazing.
If I remembered exactly, it was the average weight of a woman who is not on government assistance is about 150 average. Mm-hmm. The average weight of a woman on SNAP is estimated to be about 212. So it's really over 60 pounds.
It's crazy.
Now, and again, there's a whole lot of reasons, but let's say you take somebody, a woman who is 5'6 and maybe 210, 220, okay, carrying a lot of extra weight. So not only does it affect them, you know, that's fine when you're 25 and 30, but if you're not exercising, your weight continues. You don't really understand how to eat healthy. But even if you did understand it, even if you did have access, people don't get that weight because they're eating extra broccoli or they're eating extra grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not eating healthy. Yep. Those habits likely don't change just through sheer willpower. So that really backs up your argument there. But what I've heard government officials say is, look, what's driving the cost of healthcare are all these factors, and there's no way for the government to control it. But when they hit 65, they're on Medicare, and all of those factors lead them to have to go to the doctor more, mm-hmm. more surgeries, more home health care, on and on and on across the nation, driving all those costs up. So the idea was, you know, why not make these available? Even if it costs you $50 billion or $100 billion, make them available to people who can tolerate them, who do want them. And then what you will see, all sorts of other effects. Now, some people are not going to take them. Some people are going to take them. They're going to have side effects. I will personally tell you, I took them a while ago, semaglutide. I lost about 30 pounds, gained it back when I got off of it, but I started having such side effects from it, I couldn't take it anymore. So I've gone back and I've gotten this tirzepatide, which is statistically supposed to show that it has better results because it affects two avenues. Uh-huh. So right now, I don't find myself, and I just started back, so I don't find myself battling hunger. You know, I know I 100% get what you're saying about all the factors. And if somebody would take that, they wouldn't eat because the appetite's not there.
You wouldn't have to feed them as much. I mean, it sounds crazy, but when I was on it.
But they would get healthier and they would, you know, and then maybe you, after you took a lot of weight off, they could maybe pick up exercising more and they would feel better and get out. And it could affect all avenues of life.
Some of these people have never seen a healthy weight in their life.
That's right.
They've been obese since they were 4 or 5 years old, depending on what their socioeconomic situation. They could be 15 to 60 years old. They've never seen under 200 pounds. And I just wonder, I wouldn't even know how to introduce that. How would you
I think it would be, you know, there's so many things like if you would still have to get a prescription, but if you got a prescription from a doctor, then you could go to a Walmart pharmacy. Just like with Medicaid, you know, you get it and then they bill the government or whatever. But for as cheap as we could get that from the drug manufacturers, we'll have multiple drug manufacturers. But then you have the cost savings over time of people getting healthier. And it would really, I think, take the burden off our healthcare system or at least lessen it.
It'd be really interesting to do like a case study.
I'm confident that this is going to happen at some point down the road.
Because I was telling people down here, we love our food. We have more restaurants, restaurants and churches than anywhere else in the world. And we love our food. And I will tell you this, and I don't know how you felt about this. There were some times where I wanted to eat, but I couldn't eat. And it was like driving me crazy. There were some times where I was sitting in front of a huge barbecue chicken. And I love barbecue chicken, and I just didn't want to eat it, and it was crazy, and I missed that because I'm a Catholic.
Or I would eat it,
and feel like hell,
and I would get full very fast, and I'd have a lot left on my plate, and I'm like, I want to eat this, I'm enjoying this, but it's like I'm just full, I just can't.
And I think that played into how my weight came back on real quick because I missed all the things that I was eating. I wasn't eating ice cream or ribs or all that stuff. It is amazing. I didn't think I'd see a magic bean in my lifetime, but it out there. And I still think it's incredibly early because much like Cialis and Viagra, this was not created to lose weight. This was a drug that was created for diabetics and so it's one of those things where, you know, you accidentally tripped into a Reese's peanut butter cup, you know, the peanut butter and the chocolate guy met at the corner and boom, they created something. So I was thinking about that. And I was talking to my doctor and you should have seen the light bulbs going off on his head because he's really out there with different ideas and thinking outside the box. He's like, that's a brilliant idea. And I was like, let me ask you this. Do you think people that are on SNAP would be open to the idea of being on these medications?
Well, I have seen people who really pushed back anytime you put conditions on government assistance. So right now we have a right to work, mandatory work requirements to where if you're on, and in state to state is different. But there's in Alabama, you know, if you want to be on SNAP past a certain amount of time, you have to show that, hey, I'm trying to get a job. I've been on these interviews or I've put in these applications or whatever. And in part, you know, the reality is that there's going to be some, I have no idea what the percentage with that says, you know, I want the government to take care of me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a much smaller position. So a much smaller percentage. I'd much more rather think that people get trapped into and they get to be an adult and they're obese and they not really had anybody teach them how to be successful. Just all those factors that go into it. And being able to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, build community in a different way. And when you have some pride restored in you as well, you know, that could be a launching pad for changing your life. I think it would have a whole lot of unintended positive consequences. But I just know that people are just so reactionary. Anytime you say, well, if you want SNAP benefits, and you're obese, you have to take.
Yeah, I could see where
this.
Yeah,
and people are like, so
that would be hard. So, that would be hard to do. I mean,
I think it should be available to eventually to everybody in our society, and so whether you have glandular problems, whether whatever all the things are that people say, it's my glands.
My glands, yeah. I got big bones. Do. You got the biggest ass bones I've ever seen. My doc friend was like, I'm telling you, there's three things that will dictate exactly what our generation is all about, and that is a cell phone, the computer, and semaglutides. He's like, it's only a matter of time where
and think about it. They've already improved on that with tirzepatide. Mm-hmm. If they've gotten here already and they show that that's successful, they will continue to improve that.
Yeah.
And so it's no telling what the future could hold in terms of helping people. They'll be
the fact it's already in pill form is amazing. Because I know some people will not do the shot. And they're like, I got to do a shot. And it's like, it's not that big of a deal. But
it's such, you can barely see the needle as it is. It's just an insulin shot needle, and it's very tiny.
I don't know, just an idea. I thought of that, and I wanted to share that with you. I think it's
that was a great idea.
I think that's, and
I hope we get there at some point.
Yeah, because I think he's basically said by the end of the year we should have generics, and I think a lot of people are going to. I do think we also are dealing with some people won't do it because they want to work it off, but they're the ones that won't work it off. They get the gym membership and they don't go. Well, I think that's cheating. I don't think that's right. It's like getting laser surgery or breast augmentation or whatever. I mean, I just, but once you get on it,
I think it could really help millions of people. Yeah. And I think the effect on the economy and on our healthcare system would be incredible.
All I know is you and me could be looking good, Marsh.
I don't know.
We're going to be looking good, baby.
I just started back. So
couple
I
of single 60-year-old men out there looking for it, baby. We're going to be looking good. All right, my brother. Tell people how they can help you out, man.
Yeah. Jump on the internet. Go to hafb.org. Look it up. We'd love for you to financially support if you can. If you're in the area, we'd love for you to volunteer, be a part of what we're doing. We love what we're doing. We love the people we serve. We love organization and love to have you a part of it.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. You too.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.